For more than a century, the Gravenstein apple has been the defining crop of the Sebastopol area, celebrated with parades and festivals, and now recounted in a photographic history book titled Sebastopol's Gravenstein Apple Industry. Compiled and written by a quartet of volunteers with the Western Sonoma County Historical Society, the slim, newly published paperback traces the local origins of the popular fruit, perhaps, to the Russians at Fort Ross. But the first commercial orchard, more definitively, was established in 1883 along Laguna Road. When it turned out the trees thrived in that area, hundreds more were planted, and co-author Frank Baumgartner reports that the early ripening Gravensteins quickly found a flourishing market, at least in Northern California.
The Grav doesn't keep well. Its shelf life is pretty short, so that's been a problem for it. But, of course, they had canning apples and had vinegar.
It was a great apple for drying,
adds co-author Evelyn McClure.
And there were a lot of dryers that sprang up all over West County. And during World War II, it was used for military food. We went up to 10,000 acres, just Gravensteins, and then there were more other kinds of apples, too, late apples.
The first Gravenstein Apple Fair was held in downtown Sebastopol in 1910 as a promotional trade show. It became a popular annual event with elaborate models of ships, buildings, even a dirigible, all made of or covered with apples. Over time, that's evolved into the Spring Apple Blossom Festival that returns again this coming weekend. But the Gravenstein's local history wasn't all sweetness and juice. One dark episode, says Baumgartner, involved an unsuccessful effort to unionize the orchard workers.
The youngest workers in Sebastopol struck one of the co-ops, Sebastopol Apple Growers Union, and then the strike went over into Santa Rosa. It was a couple of days of a really bitter struggle, and there were people who were tarred and feathered, apparently, and it was fairly ugly at times. But the sad part was that they didn't actually get unionized until the 50s. This strike failed. It was pretty well put down.
On a warmer note, co-author Ray Swanson reports that a number of the early family farmers were well-liked Japanese, whose neighbors helped out when the growers were interred during World War II.
When the apple farmers were relocated to internment camps, in many instances, neighbors would step in, take care of the crops for the farmers, send the money to them, keep their records up to date, so that they came home to an orchard that was still in really good shape.
In the last quarter of the 20th century, Sebastopol's Gravenstein industry began to shrink sharply. There were multiple factors behind that, says Baumgartner, but they all added up to insurmountable competition.
What happened, first Washington took over, and Oregon maybe, and then China. And China has really knocked the socks off of the local growers because the labor costs there are just nothing compared to what they are here. And then I think the fact that people are converting to grapes because it's a cash crop.
Today, around 2,500 acres of apples remain in Sonoma County, with Gravenstein still a million-dollar crop locally, although both numbers continue to contract. But when the distinctively striped, tart sweet apples ripen again in just a few months, a taste of local history is close at hand for anyone who wants to bite into it. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.